Ninth Hall of Justice, Coruscant.
Guilty.
Each time the judge began a question. On the charge of... And it ended with, how do you find the defendant? That was the word spoken by the jury spokesperson, an imposing Mon Calamari male with a forbidding stare. A stare directed at Tahiri. Toward the end of the list of charges, a few elicited a not guilty verdict, but the most important one, premeditated murder, was on the wrong side of that dividing line. Tahiri felt numb. She knew the blood must have drained from her face, leaving her pale and lifeless in appearance. It was not so much that she had lost, that she would soon be sentenced, that she would suffer some horrible punishment. It was that in the eyes of that spokesperson, the jury, the judge, the spectators, and press, and in moments, by transmission of the recordings of that verdict, all of Coruscant, all of the Galactic Alliance, she was now something she did not consider herself to be. A criminal. A murderer. Others had always defined Tahiri. Tusken Raiders, Jedi, Yuuzhan Vong, Darth Kydus. And now a gallery of jurors who had never spoken with her. She had never, ever had control over who or what she was. There were other words buzzing around her head. Held over for sentencing. Thank you for your service. She could no more latch onto those words than she could catch oxygen molecules with a pair of tweezers. Suddenly, everyone else was standing too. The judge departed. There was a muted murmur of voices from the press and audience. Muted, because there were so few of them to witness Tahiri's defeat. Not even Jaina had been in the gallery this morning. Hermuth Boitu gave her shoulder a reassuring squeeze.
You mustn't think of this as a defeat, my dear. It is a setback. We have sentencing to go through, then the appeals process. I intend to demonstrate that the ousting of Chief Dalla colored the opinions of the jurors. We will prevail.
The sentence. It will be death, won't it?
He seemed reluctant to answer.
It doesn't matter what words are spoken at sentencing, Tahiri. What matters is what actions ultimately are taken. In this case, the actions will be your freedom.
It'll be death because I took a life. They don't care about all the lives I've saved. Those don't matter.
She became aware that the bailiff, a large human who looked as though he might have been a prize fighter on the side, had approached.
Oh, time to go home.
Now Hermuth did wince.
My dear.
I'm so sorry. So sorry to have been your only loss in this courtroom.
She gave Hermuth an apologetic shrug, then turned and offered her hands to the bailiff, an implicit surrender. At least in her cell, she'd be away from the voices and recorders and the hostile eyes of those who thought her name was murderer.